Good morning, everybody. And please greet somebody front, back, left, right. All right, thank you. But repeat it with a smile now. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, laugh is a scarce commodity, but not in the church. Hallelujah. Last week we had a message. Who can remind us of the message we had? Preparing for marriage. Thank you. And in it, we were able to give some recipe of what marriage could be. And some questions were asked. Did I even answer the question why people don't want to marry? I think you asked the question. Did I attempt it? Okay. I thought as much. Yeah. But just to safeguard today's message, I will still attempt to read. However, why people don't want to marry, they know the reason, but the Bible says in the latter days, men shall give heed to sedition spirit, forbidding to marry. So we've been forewarned that that will happen. Well, some of the reasons you advanced were that people don't want the burden of marriage. They just want to be free. Yeah, let them do. But in the latter part of their life, they will regret it. The moment you are getting to 40 years of age, you begin to feel different from what you used to be. Dynamic, forthright, agile and all that. Your body will cool down a little, and then you begin to see reality of life. Then you understand that it is not good for man to be alone. That's what the Bible says. That's why God said, I will make for him an helpmeet. Praise God. So, it's never good for any reason at all. Economic, social, emotional, whatever. It's not good for man to be alone. And I pray none of us will be alone in Jesus' name. You know, the bachelor life, how harsh it could be. And you know the spinster's life. Amen? Would you like that to continue? That's a taste of the body. So if you were trying to get married life, then you've been seeing how the new life is going to be. You've been dreaming of it. I pray your dream shall not be dashed. So it's not good to be alone. They often regret. They don't want to show it. A team of people came to the television in a morning program, and I watched it. I had not gone out that day. There was this single mother that was talking very vociferous and so convincing that it pays to be, and that, look at me now, I have done what I could not do before, this and that. Meanwhile, the panelists, those who were the discussants, she was only an invitee. The discussants, among them, one happened to be a very sincere young lady, but she had divorced, and she's living a lonely life. She's living as a single mother. So after all the said and done, she pointedly took her up and said, Madam, are you very sincere of what you are saying? She became weak. Are you sure? Because I am also coming from that route. And what you have said is exactly opposite of what I'm saying and many other women. Is it true that you are not feeling a dent in your life? Honestly, she confessed and said, true, true. I must confess to you, it's not easy. So it's like somebody going abroad wanting to enter into an Eldorado and begin to watch, see, be met with certain challenges. Do you think he will write home and say, it is bad home? No. Whatsoever he's facing, whatsoever he's meeting, he will face it squarely. Because back at home, it's been celebrated. We are waiting, oh, send something, oh, how long shall we wait again? So they see him as somebody better. He doesn't want to present himself as somebody who is missing out, who is regretting. Therefore, honestly, as the Bible says, it's not good to be alone. Praise God. That's that. On last week meeting. But today's message is going to center on dark spot. Dark. D-A-R-K. Spot. S-P-O-T. Not S-P-O-R-T. S-P-O-T. Dark spot. In essence, I'm talking about the power of Christ Christ-controlled thinking. Because in the last week preamble that I had before the message, I made us to see some seven things that are vital to life existence. And they are drugs, but they are never sold at the counter. On the counter. Okay? So, one of those things, the last I mentioned was, anybody remember? The last I mentioned. God bless you. Positive thinking. But after it, I began to think. And I dropped a footage and said, we are not talking of positive thinking in the way the motivational speakers speak of it. You remember? Okay. But then, after the message, I was ruminating on that and said, do they really know the difference between the two? I should be able to let you know what I mean by positive thinking. This is what drove me into this message of today. Hallelujah. How your mind could be tuned to think positive and to be forthright in facing life and face it with all determination that you will succeed and you are able to succeed. When we say we should laugh, does it mean we should just No. If we do, what would they tag us? Oh, thank you. Aside that, when you do that, does that really minister to you? As in, when you are truly happy. So even if you laugh 1 million times a day, if it does not come from a happy source of your heart, it does not minister anything to you. Hallelujah. But here, we are not playing. We must see the reality of everything we minister and how to obtain that and be possessors of what we profess. Praise God. Today, we are going to attempt to remove every dark spot in our life through the power of Christ-controlled thinking. In Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, I read in verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these. So, these are things in your box. Before you travel out, because there are things you will need in life. And when you are planning on a journey, you try to pick some things you need, right? So that your journey will be at least quite smooth. Thank you. And these are the things highlighted here. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever. If there be any praise, do what? Think on these things. These are the things you pack into your box when you are on a life journey. Then life will smile at you. Praise God. You want to travel and you envisage you're going to lodge in the hotel. Where are you going? What are the things that come to your mind? Say them clearly. What? The clothes you will wear. In a very good hotel, they will supply you a towel, soap, perhaps toiletries, other things. Now, other things will follow which you may not have in the hotel. What are those things that you must pack? Briefcase. Praise God. After things that lie for you when you are there, and perhaps your Bible. Hello? Or you don't feel it's a necessity. By the time you get, notice that each time you have need of one of those things. Especially if it is a very good hotel of the 5-star, you don't need a brush, you don't need soap, you don't need a towel, and all that. I hardly would want to use that when tell. There are certain they supply you with that tower, you can't resist it because it will be all you. Hallelujah. And some of them, after you have used, they don't repeat them. But that's just by the way. So whatsoever things pure is what I say. Yesterday we started this teaching and I promised them we were going to go through this teaching, and we started with whatever things are true. We discovered that Jesus Christ has personified truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, when we talk of the truth, we mean who? Jesus. And when we mean Jesus, when we talk of Jesus, talk of this. And know now, it's not here. I know about him that has been written, documented about him. Because all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. And they are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that man of God may be thoroughly furnished and meet unto all good works. So, all you can know about Christ is from the scripture. Therefore, we are committed to the scripture. Hallelujah. And it is the scripture that tunes our life when we become a Christian. It is that scripture that many churches hide from their members, especially from the first church, which is the Catholic. You know, the Catholic is a hangdown of Jesus, the apostles. So Jesus himself formed that, but it was not like that. When they began to hide the scripture and put their own, is the what we now have today as the Catholic is the resultant relics of what was great then. And that was why Martin Luther in the 16th century came up in Western Germany with the 95 indulgence that he wrote and put on the wall of the Catholic Church. That is to say, the just shall live by faith. In other words, don't let your faith be on any other thing but the word. And in that, why the believers should not be given the mind of the Pope, of the cardinal, of the priest, is the Bible, but that they should read. And so that's the reason why I'm challenging you today that your first responsibility when you become a Christian is the Bible. Daily, make sure you read at least one chapter of the scripture. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. Thank you. So, read your Bible every day. May God give you to do that. Strength. Not to be weak, but to pick it up and read every day of your life. The more you read, the better your life will be. Hallelujah. All right, so we are talking on the power of purity, which Christ breathed upon us through the scripture. When Christ controls our thoughts, all of life is changed. He directs us the way we think. He tunes us and patterns us in the direction that is comely and great and of good report and acceptable in his own sight as God. Praise God. We are not what we think we are, but as we think, so we are. Proverbs 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Therefore, for you to emerge a right person, you must think in line with the pattern of the scripture. Hallelujah. You see somebody's talking bad and tail bearers talking and talking and talking on phone and all that. Some people can spend 1 hour on phone in no issue at all. Just talking, especially women or ladies, on useless matter of another person's life, on how the husband of the, and it's all about husband. 90% of gist is about husband. True of us. I don't know whether men also gist about women. Where? No. They do? Well, I'm not aware of that. he's looking at you from the back. Praise God. But most of the time, it's common with women. Am I right? Women, answer me. And true. Even if you say some men do, I can't deny. It's still possible. But very few men do that. All right, so. But when the scripture controls your thought, you are patterned after the mind of God. The Bible says, let us have the mind of Christ. How can you have the mind of Christ when you do not share of his ideals? So, the Lord will help us from today that our life will be patterned. I don't have to tell you, have you read your Bible? After my children have grown and they are mature, I felt there was no need. Every morning I called them to prayer. No. Because if they leave you, if you are always feeding them, when there is no time to feed them again and they are alone, they will not. So I will have to call them. Have you read your Bible? Many times they will say, have you prayed? Have you read? Yeah, I've prayed. How about reading the Bible? But I will still encourage them that at least they have told the truth. However, if they say they read, we will now sit down together. Praise God. There is no chapter in the scripture that even when I'm not with the Bible, by the grace of God, that I will not know at least scantily what is written there. Each book, each chapter. Praise God. They will be surprised, even if they have read. I'll be correcting them. I'm not with the Bible. Yeah, that put them on their toes that if you tell him you have read, he will find your fault. But then it's good we allow them to stand alone while they are with you. So that when they are not with you, then they see it as a pattern of life that is necessary. We think about things that are pure. We think about things that are lovely. We think about things that are of good report. We think about things that are just. We think about things that are homely. So that by the grace of God, we can think the thought of God. Hello. The word you are hearing this morning will tune your type of Christianity. Will make you what you will be tomorrow. There are so many claims to Christian ideals and Christian virtues, but few are substantiated by the real life. The Lord will help you to walk the talk. In other words, what you say is what you do. So, when we talk of somebody who is committed to doing God's will, he primarily will have known that will. How does he know? By reading the scripture. Hallelujah. So there are three characteristics of Christ's controlled life. Christ controls thinking. One, we think about things that are pure, we think about things that are lovely, and we think about things that are of good report. I will pick pure today. What is pure? What is pure is the authentic, genuine state of a thing without a foreign material. Praise God. No mix up, no foreign matter. It's just like we think about God. The thought of God. When you begin to link God to man, and begin to imagine who that God is, you will fail. For the Almighty God cannot be likened to four-footed beasts. To the unknown God, I have passed through this your altar, and I observe there an inscription upon your altar to the unknown God. Think ye that the Almighty God can be likened to four-footed beasts? No. For in him we move and walk and have our being. Therefore, it can't be contained in the image of a four-footed beast or of man. Talk less of creating something of that replica and now worshiping. You have failed from the first alphabet. So, the power of purity changes life, and it will change your life. It gives you pure thought. When we talk of pure thought, a thought that does not do things, contain things that are void of pollutants, contaminations, they are pure and they are rid and ripped off from earth. Note that we are surrounded by impure moments, circumstances, and things. Therefore, they rob us of the power of purity and the power that the Holy Spirit had enabled every one of us. Us to dominate, to over. And to reign in our environment. Praise God. Sources of impurity are all around us. But if we intend to face the way of God, purity won't have its power over you. That's why the church is important. Praise God. Where you go is important. Gospel assembly will always preach the word. No matter how. You talk of a very popular church, I don't want to mention them. Yes, you will say, yes, they are there, but it's only about money, riches, that. Good. As down as you may describe them, you still cannot compare them to Orthodox churches or Christian cults like white garment churches. They are still better. Praise God. Because one thing or the other, they will preach the gospel. Gospel churches is the hope of the world. And so if you want to go to heaven, they are the sure hope. I'm not the one to preach to convince you whether going to Celestial Church or Aladura Church, you will go to hell or no. I'm not the one to tell you. God is the judge. But when you get to a place, what can bring your life out of impurity into the light of God, out of the dark, out of darkness, into God's Son's marvelous light, is what we are talking about. Wherever you can see that, stay there without comparing with any other church. Praise God. And the Lord will bring light into your life. It's not about comparing churches. It's not about mentioning churches. Otherwise, the church that you call First Church is what? Catholic. It's called First Church. And it's called Universal Church, General Church. And the church that you can make mention of anywhere, even in government, they are the one first represented before they give Protestant. But even as Catholic as they are, as first as they are, as old as they are, they have lost their first love. So, in the like manner, the closer any church is to the scripture, the closer the church will be to purity. Praise God.
the more they preach the gospel, the more they sow the gospel into your heart, the better your life will be. I make bold to declare that in 3-6 months you have been attending here, your life will change. Let me hear you say amen. Amen. Watch it. Tell me what difference you see between what you are now and what you were before. I believe and I know that there will be a great change in your life. If you have not seen that, you can't remain under this teaching and you will. God, as God touches your life, the responses that will be coming out of you will be something different, and you won't know when you yourself will see yourself dull in some things you were quick to be involved in before. You just see that you are losing interest. You just see that you are not, some things are no longer captivating to you, some things are biting to you. You don't have the urge for certain things again when you are coming here, and the living God will transform your life. It will change your life. So around us, we are surrounded by the print media, the audio media, and the likes, and the pollution, our mind, the social media, both in language and image, the movies with all their immoral plots and indecent languages, the dressing we see on the road that extray the nakedness of a lady. The advertisement, an advertisement is not interesting until it brings out the sensitive part of the opposite sex. True. It's a true. And nobody wants to give an advertisement that is dry. That's what they do in companies. That's what I study. Yeah. So, you know, attention. It must move interest. It must create desire. Then it must move action. God. So, either catch attention, interest, desire, and action. Those things will target on what most people are interested in. And that is, ladies, what people are interested in. So those are the things you have to grapple with. Those are the things that surround you. Those are the things that you have to be ahead of, a step ahead of, if you are to live well. Otherwise, we have lost waiting for you. If it is your interest, they serve you a la carte. You know what that means? They will serve it to you a la carte. Give it to you as you desire it. And fresh, hot. And you will be satisfied with them. But you will die. And you will be a child of hell. And so our word is, will Jesus approve of what we watch and hear? Therefore, what pollutes our mind, what blocks our purity, is what we call dark spots. And these are in Mark chapter 7. Somebody who is happy, read verses 20 and 21 of Mark chapter 7. Mark 7, 20, 21. That's right. Mm-hmm.
He went on. What comes out of a person is what comes out, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder,
Thank you. Did you hear that? Out of the things that come from the heart. Another word for that is thoughts. Another word for that is imaginations. Hallelujah. What you first think. So stealing does not come by you taking a dagger and going to harass somebody. No, it comes from the heart. If I get him, this is what I will do. I will get him to submit and blah, 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 blah. It comes from the heart. That's what the Bible says. Casting down all imagination and putting all thoughts in subjection to the obedience of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Casting down all imagination, putting them in subjection to the obedience of the word of God in your life will neutralize the pollutants that may come your way. Praise God. It makes you to see the fighter jet that is there with the sword, and it's called the sword of the spirit. Quenching the fiery darts of the devil, which was to pollute us. And so, before it rises, we nip it in the bud. Hallelujah. You don't allow it to rise. Talk less of getting to the point, you can't control it any further. You nip it in the bud. Hallelujah. You crush it in the early stage when the thought is arising. The word of God is there. I pray you have enough word to trade with any day. You will not be read poor of the word of God. So brethren, what do we do? These are spots. Now let me talk on dark spots. Look up. In our life, we face issues that become problem for us to struggle with in life. Some of us in the growing up, when we were young, we were exposed to certain things that may make us negative about life. Abby? Yeah. In our growing up, we may get into some experiences that even adults have not gone into. And that may pollute our mind and color our thinking. And so we see life different from the way other people see it. And blessed is that person that is not offended in me. And if anybody is offended in Christ, today, through this ministration, your mind will be disabused. And you'll be liberated. You'll be free. Some people are negative about life, that they don't believe life offers anything good for them. Especially if they have come through disappointments, failures, losses, and perhaps pains. Yeah, thank you. So, every of such people's thought will not grab enough strength to think of overcoming. But the Lord will make you overcomers. He will give you the strength of a unicorn to overcome all your challenges. As a growing child, something will have made me to be at least one way offended, but God kept me. Two schools I went to. The first school, second year, they gave me double promotion. And you know, double promotion in the second year for a right-thinking person is not the best, because it will make you skip those days we used to spend 5 years. It will make you skip the third class. That third class happened to be when you will learn the basics of your principal subjects, particularly sciences. It is in Form 3 we used to learn then. We used to do general science, Forms 1 and 2. In Form 3, we started the sciences, biology, physics, and chemistry. But it is in that Form 3, the definition of many things, the little thing, Ohm's law, Boyle's law, Archimedes principle, give me another one, all that you can learn that will help you in the next two classes before you do the final exam. That's in Form 3. And that's the class they were making me to skip and jump to Form 4. And I will have a year to do exam. So I refused. I went and met my uncle. I said, no, this is bad. I said, what do we? He said, what do we do? I said, I want to leave the school. They didn't get a place for me. The place they got for me, they said, the principal said, our standard is greater than your own school. But nevertheless, we will do tests for you. If you pass. My uncle said, yeah, do tests. He's always more proud of me than I myself. Yes, do tests. He will escape it. So they did test mathematics and English. I finished their mathematics straight away. Before the time, I did it and submitted the paper. The English also. I didn't know much of English then. I still passed very well. But so the man said, yes, you pass. You may pass. But that's, it's not math and English we take in this school. If we are to take you, you will repeat. Meaning, I will repeat the class I was coming from. Instead of being Form 4, I was going to be in Form 2. So I told them, I don't mind. You know, that's serious. Instead of returning to the former school. Because in former school, I actually resume in Form 3. And when you are the best in the class, the duster and the talk box are to be in your charge. They didn't give me the class teacher will always carry me. So. And he didn't appoint any class captain. See my challenges. I didn't bother. I was ready for my book. But one day he finished and he was teaching us mathematics. He finished mathematics and was leaving the class and took the duster. Him to hit me. He threw it. I dodged it. Ah! I said, trouble is here. I went to my, I'm not going back to that school. What did he say? He said, you think you are wise? You are wiser than all the teachers in this school, than the principal. We gave you something and you said you didn't. You think we are fools? Ah. I knew I was in problem. Praise God. As a little child, we also come to certain challenges. So that's why I accepted the offer of Form 2 in the new school. Now, things were fine. I still started coming first by the grace of God. Now, in that school, you become a senior prefect when you are the best student. And nobody can change that in the school of African Church Grammar School, Ibadan. Nobody changes that. The moment you are always the leading student, and they are appointing the prefects, your name is automatically the one to consider. So they had their meeting, the staff, and they were to make announcement. We were in the assembly. When they were to mention the senior prefect, everybody had thought it was going to be me. They didn't even venture to mention anything like me throughout all the prefects. see my challenges. When we finished the assembly, I became as empty as a ghost. Because I don't know, as a small boy now, some of my junior ones came and said, "Senior, don't worry. Please, I don't want to see you, please." Now we got home to the hostel. We were to have our siesta. The siesta that day was the debate about me. And we still had our senior, those in from five. And so the physicist, why? We said no. We said, you see, you are too gentle to be a prefect. Then you are short. Can you bully somebody who is even your colleague or another prefect? Honestly, that was it. I got to know and confirm it. So because I was short and because I was very gentle, I missed that. Oh, it's okay. And I began to walk my way into... The only thing that would vindicate me was going to be the final exam, the WAEC. The WAEC. By the grace of God, I finished the WAEC. And through the grace of God, even the prefect did not have my result. So, I came out. And now I was walking. I had money. So I went to the doctor. So young man, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm short. I want to be tall. He said, as in, what really is troubling you? You have some pain in your body? Or I said, yes. What's the pain? I'm just short. Praise God. And I don't want to be short again. I have watched my mother. My mother looked short. My father is tall, but the way I watched him, I was going towards my mother's height. I refused that. Praise God. I don't want to be short at all. It's not negotiable. So the doctor was laughing in his clinic. Come, young man, talk to me. Are you sick? Aside being sure, I said, no, this is why I've come. Oh, God. After I finished laughing, he said, no. Just be eating protein materials, beans. I said, I used to even take somebody else's beans. It has not worked for me. Oh, while in school, he says, okay, I will do something. He wrote some drugs, some powder foam thing, Casilan. This, that, and true to it, I became taller than I was. Praise God. You know, I have my cousin that people will make guess of me during the holiday, go and be sleeping with them. So I will go to their own house and sleep. Because my senior one said, if you are sleeping with tall people, you will be tall. Praise God. On a serious note, I grew tall. My cousin that was taller than me just got my picture. He was in US, got my picture. I said, and he called me. I said, Kayode, you are now taller than me. I said, no, you don't mean it. It's only picture. When we see, honestly, when he came to Lagos, and he came to my house, and I was to open for him the gate, see, I embarrassed him. I said, you, Johnson, are you this one or another person? He said, he's Johnson. I was looking at him as tall as I am. So, you know, some of you don't believe I'm tall. Whether you believe it or not, you can't still say I'm short. Praise God. You don't believe I'm tall. But whether you believe it, you still can't say I'm short. So I already passed the mark. Okay, but the point is this, that those things I faced in secondary school, the second school, would have been enough
to crush my spirit. But God took me up. Many children don't know how to navigate through such kind of experience in life. And they will be negative about people. They won't want to see anybody that is perhaps their senior, their teacher, their whatever. You can imagine. This one, as if to say that one was not enough. I went to this and they were not giving me any excuse. Reason why you were not choosing. Not even, you know, senior prefect does not have assistant. It's senior girl. You know, so once you miss that, you can't go in for labor prefect. You can't go in for health prefect because it's technical. You must have been dressing delicately neat. You can't go in with other food prefect. You must be big enough to handle some things. And so I missed all. I will come out of that downcast. But I am such a person that is, you know, happy all the time. And I detest anything that will make me unhappy. No, it's not negotiable. I won't compromise it. And by the grace of the Lord, today you will make up your mind, nothing will drown you. We are facing dark spots. It may not be that. It may be certain satanic onslaught in our life that you met with, you know, perhaps. Experiences we have come across in our lives and they taint our world. But our world is greater than that. I'm expanding your world today. You'll be able to rudely fight what has been your limitation, what has been ruling your thoughts, what has been driving your